Okay, I'm joined by Ben Doggerty again in Bangkok. Some of the stuff you've been filing, it sounds absolutely horrendous. Just describe the scene.
Look, the scene is in a word chaotic as Bangkok basically descends into what can only be described as open warfare, street warfare. I'm in a building in the middle of the Red Shirts protest zone. The Foreign Correspondents Club happens to be here, and I'm in the top level of this building. I'm looking down on a train station that's basically been put on fire, and I'm just being told to move back. There's some significant gunfire happening. There's some significant gunfire happening. I'm just moving. Sorry. On the streets below me, as I mentioned, the train station's been set on fire. This is in response to troops, basically, this morning. And they began massing before dawn, moving in and actually breaching the barricades of the Red Shirts protest camp that they've maintained for more than a month in central Bangkok. So this has been the day, I suppose, that Bangkok has feared for weeks now, and certainly for the past week, as there's been, as we've been reporting, widespread violence on the streets of Bangkok. Today, this is the sort of end game, I suppose, as troops have moved in.
Does the army have control of that central area now?
Look, they are working towards control. I certainly wouldn't say it's in control now. In the last 5 minutes, the level of gunfire that I'm hearing has died off considerably, and we're just hearing in the last few minutes that the Red Shirt leaders have been on stage, and I suppose have realised, perhaps a little too late, given the number of people who have died, that this fight is lost, and they've said to their people, you need to go home, you need to give yourselves up and go home safely, and they're being, people have been given that option and the opportunity to sort of walk out. So it seems that we have reached the end of this conflict. It's gone some 68 days now, this protest on the streets of central Bangkok, but unfortunately it's happened with extraordinary loss of life, an extraordinary amount of damage, and still, I would say, deep divisions within Thai society.
We're hearing of four dead. I think. Does it look like it's going to be a lot more than that?
Look. There were rumours and there were talk that yes, it could have been hundreds, potentially thousands of people killed. So, but the violence on the streets this morning was pretty extreme, especially early. There was enormous resistance put up to the troops breaching the barricades as the troops have moved in, and they've been quite deliberate, quite methodical, basically taking back Bangkok street by street and carefully clearing buildings and clearing cars for booby traps and bombs and protesters lying in wait. They've steadily moved in and squeezed in on this protest camp. So perhaps given the level of violence and the fierceness of the gunfighting, perhaps it is quite remarkable that only four people have died. But it has to be said that the central part of Bangkok is not yet cleared. There are still people there, and there are still people waging resistance, I suppose, on the troops coming in. So I would not be surprised to see that death toll climb higher.
At least one journalist is among the dead, we hear. Is that because it's sort of the firing has been indiscriminate, or even sort of targeted at the media?
Look, I certainly couldn't say that it was targeted, but the firing I saw on the streets this morning, and I was at Lumpini Park this morning, which is where the troops made their first foray into the Red Shirt held area. The firing absolutely was indiscriminate. Everyone who was on the street was being shot at. We were being shot at. Journalists everywhere were being shot at. And even ambulances that were trying to move forward to reach people who were lying on the ground stricken and having been shot were being shot at. We've seen lots of ambulances with windows blasted by gunshot and that sort of thing. So it has been an indiscriminate and a fairly brutal operation by the Thai army.
Can you give us your sort of best guess as to what could happen next?
Look, it's very difficult to know, and I think all of Bangkok and much of the watching world is waiting to find out exactly how this resolves. It seems, in terms of the worst of the resistance, perhaps is finished now, with the Red Shirt leader saying, "Look, this fight is up. People need to go home." So there would be certainly a hope there that further damage to the centre of Bangkok and further lives lost might be avoided from now, but there really is no way of knowing what happens now, and I suppose long term in Thailand, this is, as this process has evidenced, a deeply divided society there. The red shirts is a very popular movement. There are red shirt protests going on in regional Thailand as we speak. A town hall in Ubon Thani has been burnt. It's been set on fire in protest. So there is still this groundswell of support for the red shirts movement. So the divisions that this particular protest, while this protest is over, the divisions that this particular protest represents are likely to plague Thailand for months and I would suggest years to come.
Okay, Ben. Stay safe. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.